How I live my life shows wherein I am nobly born. How I live my life shows wherein I am nobly born. Oh, my. Isn't that a glorious idea? Isn't that something stupendous? Isn't that something wonderful? Yes, indeed it is. Stupendous and wonderful are just the words that describe it so beautifully. How I live my life shows wherein I am nobly born. We were looking at a group of people on television the other day, in the video, and as the people were walking along, one person was standing up tall and straight and walking in the midst of all the others. And all the others took strength by that one person's dignity, by that one person's self-confidence, by that one person's nobility. Now, that person may or may not have been nobly born. That person may or may not have been born of a royal family or royal parentage or royal genes and chromosomes, DNA and all that good stuff. But he looked like he was the leader of the pack. He looked like he was the chief. He looked like he was in charge. Now, no one may have given him the right to be in charge. But wherever he walked nobly. Wherever he walked, his stature, his mannerisms were those of being fully in charge of himself and his world. And all the people around him took that into account for themselves. And they too began to look nobly. They too lifted up their chin, put out their chest, pull in their tummy. They too stood straight and tall. They too believed that there was something special about them, special about what they were doing right at that moment, something very special. They too believed that. And in believing that, they experienced it. And in experiencing it, they lived it. And living it, they were it. Now, was it just for a moment that as they were in that group of people, that they were in that wonderful status of mind? Was it just for that moment when they were there that that beautiful experience was theirs? Was it just for that moment or not? Well, that's up to them, and that's up to you, and that's up to me. How I live my life shows wherein I'm nobly born. How in I live my life is who I really am. It's not a matter of anything that I put on. It's not a matter of anything that I falsely direct the world's attention to. It's just who I am. Am I the leader of my pack? Am I the one who goes around and offers suggestions or is a living role model for the ideal being that each person is? Am I the role model for who I am? And I guess that's really the most beautiful and the most wonderful thing of all. How I live my life shows where I am, wherein I'm nobly born. How I live my life shows who I am. I may have all sorts of problems that come my way. I may have all sorts of defeats that want to cast me down and trample on me. But if I stand forth with dignity, with pride, with joy, nothing can defeat me. Nothing can defeat us if we know who we are. If we know that we are divine. If we know that we are nobly born. Oh, and we are nobly born. Every single one of us is nobly born. There's no getting around it. There's no getting around it. When a nobly born being walks amongst others, all the others take on the semblance of his nobility, or they deny it. And if they deny it, then they are causing friction in the organization. They are causing friction in the movement of the group of people. If someone comes to a party with a negative attitude, and he wants to tear down the happiness of the party, if the people want to look at that person and say, that is what we must follow, then the party fails to be a party of happiness and becomes a party of anger and sadness. It's one person does make a difference. And you and I, we do make a difference starting in our own life. And when we live our life with such nobility and such joy and such spiritual wholeness inside of us, and that's where it is, inside of us, then our outer world will truly show it forth. It will show that this nobility is in this group. When the king stands with his men, and the king believes in himself, and the king has won many battles, the men stand up with the king and they say, that's our king, we shall win. And when the men are put together with one of the leaders who is not so successful, they do not feel success in his presence. They feel failure. And because they feel failure, they fail. And because they feel that they are in the midst of an impossible situation, whereas another being with confidence in himself and confidence in his successes leads them to victory, this being leads them to defeat. One group in any activity, in any game, will win the game. And that's a joke, because you can have a tie. You can have two winners, two beings who played an exceptional game, two beings who, point for point, were equally matched, two beings who were fantastic. It's not a game that we are used to playing. We are used to having a winner and loser. But you can each be a winner. An equal winner, and you can have equal points, and you can do it without even thinking about it, because it's your nature. It's your nature to be a winner. It's your nature to be successful. It's your nature to have causality on your part. And anything you touch, anything you choose, anything you activate yourself in, you will have a challenge with the other person who will bring the best out of you, and you will bring the best out of them, and you will play a most notable game, a most wonderful game, a most exciting game, a winning game for both of you. And you will both win the trophy. And they will have to give out duplicate trophies, because you have both won. We watched a movie the other night on video, Akia, in the spelling bee. And this 13-year-old girl was in the spelling bee, and she felt she wanted to help this boy, whose father was so terribly hard on him, wanting him to win. And she wanted him to win, even to her not winning. And the boy said, we can both win. And so he made a change in his consciousness, and she made a change in her consciousness. And so from that point on, they were equals. And each one chose to be able to spell each word that came to them perfectly. Each one. So that each could be a tie winner. And they were a tie winner. And everyone recognized what was happening and how it was happening. And that these two fabulous students, these two fabulous spellers, played the game but they played the game to both win, for neither to be a loser. And that's what it was. Mighty and wonderful, and a lesson to all who saw it and who understood. Now, all didn't understand, the vast audience across the nation who saw it on television. But Akia understood, and her friend understood, and her teacher, her mentor understood, and her family understood, and to everyone's happiness, each was a winner, a tie. And this is what we can do in life. Each be a winner, playing the game of life, playing it with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our being, and in playing that game of life, playing it so that everyone is a winner, that everyone is delighted, that everyone finds peace, and everyone finds contentment. And how I live my life shows wherein I am nobly born. And you are nobly born. And you live your life with hundreds, millions, zillions of people who are all ties with you. Because each one of you are a winner. Nobility shines forth from each one of you as you walk straight as an arrow, as you walk with pride, as you walk with dignity, as you walk with success through every page of your life. And how grand that is, and how true it is, and it is you. Know it now, because that's your reality.